Mr. Sustainability is wearing his North Shore hat this morning. Brian French, howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Are you going to be at the Sustainability / Harvest Festival also this weekend?
Indeed I am. Not only will I be there, but I will be hiking with a group of students from UMD to Enger Tower and then down the Superior Hiking Trail to the Harvest Festival.
Now, you're a biking maniac, but you're not the guy that rides the bike that generates energy, are you?
No.
But we've seen that at the festival.
Yeah, and we also have a bike here on campus that you can ride, and it's got a little blender hooked up to the back tire. So it's not electric. It's actually a direct connection. But yeah, you can actually spin up some smoothies on a bike. It's pretty cool. We call it the Fender Blender.
That's not exactly what I was thinking of when I was thinking blender, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. So instead of the solar power that Mindy was talking about,
right,
we could get a group of students to be generating energy for the university.
I was actually listening to a story about a university that is using their gym equipment in their rec sports area to generate electricity. Like all the treadmills and all the ellipticals.
Oh, like it.
Yeah, kind of cool. And, you know, it's not a super, super energy generation just because there's a lot of loss, but it's something. You know, they generate a little bit of energy, and I think there's about a 10-year payback as far as the investment for putting the stuff into the machines to getting your money back. But still, just from an educational and research perspective, that's awesome.
Now, if we could figure out how to generate energy from hockey players, we would be set. I'm just saying. So
yeah.
Anyway, what you're talking about today, though, is Hawk Ridge. And according to Laura Erickson,
Yes. Today
ought to be a great day to today see some migration.
Be. So yesterday I was riding my bike along Hawk Ridge and stopped by. It was the first day that naturalists are out, and they will continue to be out at Hawk Ridge until October 31st. So from 9 to 4, 7 days a week, all month this month, all month next month, there will be naturalists at Hawk Ridge helping to identify hawks, helping you to just do programming and stuff like that. So
they spot them for you. They can, and these people are scary.
They're
good.
Amazing.
They can see hawks with their naked eyes. You know, hey, there's a hawk coming in, and they'll say, hey, there's a sharp-shinned hawk coming in, there's a, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
And they can identify them, and they give you enough time that you can get your binoculars or your spotting scope or your camera in position.
Right, right.
And they tell you about what's flying through, and they tell you a little bit about how to identify it.
Right.
It's just fascinating. It's so much fun.
It's great because their naturalists run the gamut of men, women, young, old. They've got all kinds of people there who just love to A, be outside, and B, get out with the birds and see what's happening and just sort of experience that big migration that happens every year. So as far as migration goes, Hawk Ridge is perfectly situated. We're here at the end of Lake Superior. Lake Superior is this big body of water, and birds don't like to cross it because a lot of birds will use thermals, especially the hawks and the raptors and the accipiters, the eagles. They like to use the thermals, and you get those from land. When the land gets warm, then air rises, and then the birds can sort of use that to fly for a long time without actually flapping their wings.
Cruise control.
It's like cruise control for a bird, except on Lake Superior, if they're crossing that, that's just cold, and so they'd have to flap the whole way across. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And they would prefer not to. Birds are smarter than that. And so that's one of the great things about Hawk Ridge and the way that it's set up. It's this nice big ridge with a clearing that looks right out over Lake Superior, and what happens is all of the birds that are heading south on their annual migration, they just get funneled right over Hawk Ridge and right over Duluth. And so it's prime. We have over 60,000 hawks that go through the Lake Superior Hawk Ridge area every fall. So.
And it's just, I don't know whether it's a happy accident or that's the way it happened, but it is such a gorgeous view up
it's
there.
It's just wonderful.
And you can watch, you know, you can have the whole city spread out underneath you, and you can watch the changing of the colors, and you can just sit there and stare and soak it all up. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's funny because some people are hardcore dedicated birders, and they really want to soak in the whole birding experience. But a lot of people, like you're describing, they just want to experience being outside, being in a beautiful area. And there are a number of pretty well-marked trails that sort of wander around behind Hawk Ridge, behind the actual observing area. And you're totally welcome to just walk around and enjoy, you know, the woods of Duluth.
And you can drive northish mm-hmm. on that gravel road.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's Skyline Parkway.
Beautiful, beautiful drive. And now they've got the bridge open again over Amity Creek, so yep. you can kind of noodle around a little bit
so
more.
So you can head up and down Seven Bridges Road, right. So back to Hawk Ridge, prior to about 1950 or so, Hawk Ridge was primarily used by hunters for target practice. So they would see the hawks flying by and they would shoot them just because that's what they were doing. People realized that maybe this isn't the best use of our resources. And so in about 1951, the Duluth Bird Club, which is now the Duluth Audubon Society, got together and they helped to establish a preserve. And so that was sort of going until about 1972. And 1972 is when the actual scientific observations began, so when we started really keeping a good count. And there were about 200 acres or so that Hawk Ridge had managed to obtain of land up on the Hawk Ridge area. And then the city kicked in, and so right now there are about 350 acres, which is about half a square mile in just plain old
wow.
area
Fantastic.
That they have access to. And so once you get back into the woods a little ways, there's some clearings with some mist nets, and they will be capturing and banding songbirds. They also band all of the different types of owls, hawks, eagles that will come through. One of the interesting things that I read is the biggest single day for numbers of hawks that have gone through was back in 2003, when over 100,000 broad-winged hawks crossed Hawk Ridge.
So you'd have to really work on a day like that. You'd have to really work not to see a hawk.
You know, it's funny because I heard that Hawk Ridge submitted their numbers and the Ornithological Union responded and said, oh, no, that cannot even be correct because it's not possible to have that many birds.
And we said, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Right. So, but I think one of the things that's interesting is the number of birds, the small number of birds. And so the smallest number of birds that we've seen was golden eagles. There were 29 of them back in 2001. And this is in October of 2001. And so that was just such a small number. And we had even smaller number of peregrine falcons, 21, in 1997. And so the peregrine falcon, of course, is the world's fastest animal. It's actually been recorded in a dive at over 240 miles per hour.
Whoa.
There was a scientist that said a peregrine falcon could, in theory, reach about 350 miles per hour based on its wing shape and just gravity and the way that everything works. But the fastest actual recorded speed is about 240 miles per hour. So that was kind of interesting.
And almost every time when you're up there, you get to see either a kid releasing a little songbird.
Which is just delightful.
Or somebody else releasing a raptor of some sort. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. And so as far as you had mentioned right at the beginning, the weather today is going to be great for Hawk Ridge. And in fact, the foggy days like we had a couple of days ago, those aren't so good because two reasons. One, the birds will choose to just make that a parking day. They don't want to fly up in the clouds because they can't see what's going on. And so they're concerned about hitting a tree or hitting a building. And so days when the wind is coming from the west, great days. And days when it's nice and clear, gentle breeze. So yeah, today should be an ideal day for getting out and checking
it out. Coming up in 2 weeks, it's the big Hawk Ridge weekend.
Right.
And they've got
all the details
on their website.
Hawkridge.org.
So go and check it out. Brian, we're out of time, but thanks so much for joining us this morning. Brian French, our guest for North Shore with Brian French every other Tuesday right here on 103.3 KUMD.